lead one was torn off her canvas and left to fight the typhoon which had struck her directly ahead. When darkness came on, sky and sea roared and split with the thunder and blazed with the lightning.
"Oh, thunder,"
said Ahab, groping his way along the bulwarks to his pivot hole, but suddenly finding his path made plain to him by elbow glances of fire. "Look aloft," cried Starbuck. "The corpuscents! The corpuscents have mercy on us all! The boat! The boat! Look at thy boat, old man!" Starbuck grasped Ahab by the arm. "God is against thee, old man. Forbear. 'Tis an ill voyage. Ill begun, ill continued. Let me square the yards while we may, old man, and make a fair wind of it homewards, to go on a better voyage than this." Snatching the burning harpoon, Ahab waved it like a torch among the sailors. Petrified by his aspect, and still more shrinking from the fiery dart that he held, the men fell back in dismay, and Ahab again spoke.
"All your oaths to hunt the white whale are as binding as mine, and heart, soul, and body, lungs, and life, old Ahab is bound. And that ye may know to what tune this heart beats, look ye here. Thus I blow out the last fear."
And with one blast of his breath, he extinguished the flame.